You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What coffee are you drinking today? I forgot to ask earlier.
Jamaican.
Jamaica. It's your,
so
your
good.
Fave.
I know.
Your favorite.
I could drink a whole pot of it.
And coffee is important when for many people.
Like me.
Our other caffeinated Sarah in studio, Sarah Currenti.
It's Sarah Day in studio.
Dietitian, health and wellness educator for Concordia Plan Services. Sarah, so glad to have you in studio this morning and excited to talk about September.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So September is National Family Meals Month, is that right?
It is, yes. Not just because I'm a dietitian, but for many reasons, I'm very excited about it. It's such a neat initiative that I'm really excited to kind of share with everyone the details on today. I don't know how many people regularly eat as a family anymore, or how many people cook the meal that they're eating as a family. But this initiative talks a lot about the pros of doing that, not only for them physically, but kind of when we talk about the wellness wheel and all the different parts of our wellness, family meals, believe it or not, has a strong impact on a lot of the different parts, like our relational well-being, our emotional well-being, things that you probably don't think of. You think meals, nutrition, so it must only be physical, but it's not. It's so much more. So
all
it's
right.
Very exciting.
You brought up some good points.
Yep.
Now you got to prove it.
Oh, man. Now I have to go deeper with them? Yeah. Dang. Well, obviously with the physical component, people that are cooking at home and eating at home, they're more likely to eat more nutrient-dense foods. You have better control over what's in the food. So it's likely to be lower in fat, lower in sodium, which is helping to decrease our health risk.
Unless I'm cooking.
Yeah, I like myself.
I said more likely, but...
Don't come to eat with the other of us.
Well, I mean, if you were to eat out every day...
It's true. I think I put in the salt, yeah.
Well, the average American's going to get close to 4,000 or more milligrams of sodium in a day if they're eating out. So likely you aren't getting to that,
Yeah, probably not. That's a little excessive.
Yeah,
I've heard the salt shaker at lunch, though, from her cubicle.
It comes out really slowly. Just shaking it for like 5 minutes.
I will confess, even as a dietitian, just to help, you know, normalize dietitians, there are certain foods that I put salt on as well. But, I mean, that's a personal health choice for me because with my current health and my health risks, I can do that on things like hash browns because they taste better with salt to me.
And steak. And steak needs salt.
See? I'm a big steak person.
I agree.
Take your word on that one.
That's fair.
I'm with you on that, yes. But I agree. I probably consume far less sodium when we cook at home because we know how much salt is going in. We have a better sense of how much salt is going in.
Right. Yeah, you're starting with food that isn't already salted. So
Correct.
When you're putting, you're controlling all of that on your own. Yeah.
So big time. So that's the obvious physical parts of eating at home and cooking at home. But when we talk about the mental or the emotional part, that kind of is a little bit more elusive. People, you can't naturally connect that. But a lot of the research that you have available in this Family Meals Month initiative, they have all this research and tidbits for people to share. They talk a lot about the effects that family meals have on children and that the mental and kind of emotional and relational parts of that, it helps to increase confidence in children. It the research shows that they're 4 times more likely to engage. Well, they're more likely to engage in risky behaviors if they're not eating at home as a family unit. Children are 4 times more likely to drink as they're aging and going through like those teenage years, and 2 times more likely to smoke. So those are just some of like the statistics associated with kind of eating at home, having that family component and relational part, and how that's translating into risks later on.
I can picture the conversation now. Daddy, why can't we watch cartoons during dinner? It's because I'm reducing your risks. Risky behavior.
And they'll totally get it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh,
you would have that conversation.
Valid point.
That's it's interesting though to actually stop and think about that. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not eating together as a family, you're probably not talking as much or helping each other through issues or problems or learning about each other's days. I know when my husband and I don't eat together or when we're we're watching TV instead of eating.
Distracted eating.
And then I get to like the next 3 days and I'm like, we haven't had like a real conversation.
Like, how
what have you been doing
you?
For 3 days?
Yeah. Like I've seen you, but we haven't really like talked.
Yeah, you miss that connection. And that's the beautiful part about food. I mean, a lot of times people want to look at food as like, I just want it to be my fuel. But I truly believe that God has wired us to need food and fuel, but that there's this other social component of it. And that's really how he's created us, is to be in relationship with him and with others. And this is a very beautiful platform that's also very delicious and fun in order to cater to that. So we can gather around the table and have meals with not just family, but friends. I mean, how many times do you like join a new church and what is there to help welcome you? Probably coffee and donuts or maybe fruit or a potluck or something, because food is very social. So it caters to then our relational health. Some of the research that is compiled in this initiative talks about the pro-social behaviors that come from families that eat together. So it's helping children to work through emotions, increasing their emotional intelligence, their ability to cope with things. You know, all of these really great, wonderful, positive things that we're striving for in life, all because you just sit down and eat together. And who doesn't like eating? Like, it's not like we're asking people to go run a marathon together. Like, we're asking you to sit and do something fun and enjoyable.
Well, for some people, sitting down to a meal together might feel like running a marathon, though.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yes.
So we're talking about what seems like a simple idea, but for a lot of families that are busy, it can be really hard to actually plan for a meal and then cook the meal and then finally eat the meal, hopefully before like 10 o'clock at night. So how does this happen? How can a family do
great.
This?
I mean, great question. And this is another way that God works so mysteriously. So being on the road yesterday is my time to catch up on podcasts, because I just forget that they download to my phone. And when I was walking yesterday morning, there was a podcast called Cultivating the Lovely. It's a Christian podcast. And they had an author on that wrote a book called Eat at Home Tonight by Tiffany King. And it's the how-to. How do you do this? And there's different chapters through the whole cookbook that talk about, like, I only have 15 minutes. What do I do? And it's very practical, quick things. And so that gives you, like, a kind of rigid how-to. But, I mean, coming from my dietitian advice and experience, just make it easy. I mean, cooking doesn't have to be, so many people think, I'm going to cook a meal. It must be from scratch. It must be laborious and 3 hours from beginning to end. No, if it's just a salad kit and some grilled chicken that was even in like the deli counter, like that's better than running through a drive-thru. If that's what's good and healthy and quick for you, that's what works. So there's a lot of different ideas out there on how to do it, like those cookbooks, or I think the biggest advice would be just everyone should give themselves a little bit of grace and just start where you can. If it's just, you know, getting even like a pre-made salad at the grocery store. People think if I didn't make it, it's not as healthy. No, that's still better than something else. So kudos to you. That's
something that I've seen picking up here in St. Louis, maybe in other cities as well, are these meal prep
places. Mail order things.
Well, not just the mail order ones, but the local places.
Yeah, there's local ones here too.
There are local places that you can do meal prep. I saw a friend from church. She had posted that they had... And she might have done this at home. I don't know if she went to a local place to do this, but she had prepped, I think, 40-something meals in the freezer. Yeah. She was starting a new job, and so she was preparing for that.
Yeah.
Kudos to you
for
impressive. Prepping. Like, it was like 44 meals.
That's crazy.
Like, that's almost...
Not 44 portions, but like 44 different...
44 meals recipes. In the freezer.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
44 entrees in the freezer.
Her.
I know. Maybe we should go to her house to eat.
Well, and I've seen, when I back in the day when I actually like tried to meal plan before I realized that I'm just not a meal planner, Pinterest has so many ideas for like... For like gathering ingredients into bags for crockpot meals.
Yes,
that's one of the that's one of like the big things, and the Instapot, because everybody has one now.
Yep.
But you can put all of this a meal into a bag, put it in the freezer, and all you have to do in the morning is pull it out, put it in the crockpot, and you have a meal when you get home.
And
it's
if you're
super
a
easy.
Techie like me, there are now connected crockpots.
Yes, there are.
Oh,
with Wi-Fi.
I thought you were
connection.
Going somewhere else with that. But
connected
okay.
crockpots. So
you can turn it on.
You can turn it on, and you can control the temperature remotely throughout the day.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I might admit that I might have given my wife one for Christmas last year.
So you can use it.
She loves it, actually.
Those funny gifts, like, I know you want this.
Here, wife, here's a great gift for you.
Well, it came after 3 or 4 meals had been ruined.
Oh, yeah.
From
that's fair.
Chicken sitting raw in the crock pot for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
We've been there.
Yeah, where it shut off or something happened during the day and it was faulty. And so, yeah, we got the Wi-Fi crock pot. It's been amazing because then you can check on the temperature of the food throughout the day. Now, if we could just figure out a way to smell what's going on at home.
Yeah.
So September is National Meals Month. Do you have a challenge for us this month? We've got about a minute left.
I do. So all of this going with, you know, cooking at home and all of that, we wanted to make it super simple because we know it's back to school time and people are busy and getting back in their schedules. So we're doing a supper time selfie challenge.
Ooh.
Where if you take a selfie of you and your family, and get creative with it. You know, if you're having chili one night, maybe dress like cowboys and pretend you're out in the wild, wild west. You can post your pictures to Concordia Plan's Facebook page. And each week we will have a poll, like a face off of the top two pictures. And then whoever wins, we're going to actually help to encourage this a little bit more by sending you a home delivery meal kit. So you can cook more with your family and eat more with your family.
That's awesome, but we're not eligible because because we're promoting it. So
still put your picture up there for an example.
That's right,
maybe.
Absolutely.
I can do that.
Suppertime selfie, is that the hashtag that we're
supper
putting
up? Suppertime selfie, the hashtag is families eat well.
Families eat well. Very good. Sarah Carenti, health and wellness educator, Concordia Plan Services. Thanks so much for being with us and helping us prepare for National Family Meals Month in September.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. Be well, everyone.
Thank you. That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golsa.
I'm going to go pick something to eat. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.